What's going on, everybody? My name is Steve-O, and here is your daily Nerd Devo. Are you like me? Do you hate it when some of your favorite characters get recast in movies and TV shows? I remember when they announced that Edward Norton wasn't coming back as Bruce Banner / the Hulk for the Avengers movie, and they're going to recast with Mark Ruffalo. And at the time, it wasn't a change that I was ready to welcome. However, once I saw the Avengers, and I saw how great Mark Ruffalo's performance was, I quickly forgot about Edward Norton. It was a change that was good, and it was actually kind of needed. But what about some changes in our lives? Over the past 90 days, my life has changed quite a bit. In the past 90 days, I've moved to a new home, I've gotten married, and I've actually changed careers. And that's a lot of change, and I know change can be somewhat overwhelming, and it can be scary. I know for me personally, sometimes I'll go out of my way and inconvenience myself just to avoid change. It's a very destructive habit that I've grown into, and it's one that I'm growing out of. But getting past change, especially when it's change that God is providing for us, it could be very beneficial. And it makes you think about the Israelites in the book of Exodus. They went from Egypt, where they were enslaved and miserable, to then wandering the desert for 40 years. And while they were wandering, many of them wanted to go back to Egypt. This change was tough, and it was just easier to keep things the way that they had been. However, for those of them that continued on and embraced the change and trusted God, they went to the promised land, and it was something that they could have never expected. Not only did their location change, but their leadership also changed too. Moses, who was leading them through the wilderness and brought them out of Egypt, didn't enter the promised land with them. And Joshua, who was understandably probably a little nervous about the change in leadership, seeing as he's now the one in charge, he had to trust God, and he was probably really scared. But when God spoke to Joshua before they headed into the promised land that he gave them a reminder. Before this big change in their lives, before the big change for him and for everybody else, God said this to Joshua. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, he says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And then soon after that, God's people took the land for themselves and entered into the land that God had promised them generations ago. God's going to be with us. When change comes up in our lives, it can be scary. But if we seek God about it, pray about it, and seek wise counsel, it'll all work out for God's will. And if God is in it, it's change that we can go with and trust God to go with us through it. Let us not be afraid. And that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Steve-O from your daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.